Welcome to the Brad and Body Podcast. You already know who we are. We wouldn't be here, so let's not waste any more time. Here's Bradley.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to round 7 of the NBL and round 2 of the WNBL. Hello, Botland, my friend. How are you on the Brad and Body Podcast?
I'm really good. I'm amazed at some of the basketball we saw at the weekend and some of the finishes were, again, very, very entertaining. What was your best moment, Brad?
Yeah, look, my best. Yeah, I'll start with that. And for me, I can't go against Rocco from Brisbane. Now, I was up close and personal with him yesterday as Brisbane played the Sydney Kings and threw everything at them, mind you. Mm. And I thought, you know, except for the last 3 minutes, they were brilliant, Brisbane. But I just love what Rocco bought them. Tyrell Hallison goes down injured. But in the first half, Tyrell was 2 fouls. And then Baines picked up his second foul. And there was 5 minutes to go in the half. And Justin Schuler looks down the bench and goes, yeah, we've got to go with Rocco now because of the situation. And he gave them a great 5 minutes. He is just, it's like he's been wound up, right? Yep. And it's like, okay, you ready? You ready, boy? And they let him go and he just runs away from his parents. You know what I mean? I love his story. I love him. 7 foot, apparently 7 foot, what is he, four five, right? He was 7 foot apparently in year 7. His dad was a Olympic swimmer. The whole family is massive swimming family. And here he is playing in the NBL, which he'll go to the NBA. He impressed me. You ask the Bullets, they love him. He's the class clown of the team. Yep. He just, every time I see him, I'm smiling. That's what I like about Rocco.
I have a memory of another great Queensland player that could have been a terrific swimmer by the name of Larry Sengstock.
I didn't know that.
He's following in some fine shoes. Did you interview him at all? Because him at 7'5" and you at 2'6", you'd have been sticking your nose in his business, wouldn't you?
No. They left a ladder in the back of the truck, so I couldn't do it. fun time.
Okay,
fun
so that's time. That's your best
yeah,
moment.
Yeah, what's your best moment?
Yeah. My best moment also is from the NBL, and I'm having trouble splitting a couple. I'll give you what they are. One was Chris Goulding, scores 76-78, Melbourne United, Southeast Melbourne. Ball comes to him, and it's not an end of shot clock type heave. He's about 2 feet in from the centre circle, catches the ball from a Rob Lowe pass, turns around, and as sweet as you like, hits a three that makes it 81-76. Bit of game to play yet. But that was the moment.
It was brilliant. And for anyone that wants to see that, go to Body's blog, botinagy.com. I didn't get to watch that shot because it's the game before I was commentating. So whilst we see the scores and everything, I'm getting prepared. You've got a great photo of it as well as Moller trying to block it. Oh, my God. Chris has just stepped over half court. Yeah.
That's a hell of a shot. And that broke their back. Like I said, there was still a bit of game to play, but – you know, they just weren't going to win after that shot.
Well, I'm going to go straight into my Rosen Rattler then, okay? And then I'm going to ask your Nodge Nasty, but I'm going to go straight in my Rosen Rattler because that goes to Melbourne United, right? For them, I know they're sitting on top of the ladder and it would have been so easy to have an excuse yesterday playing against Southeast. Absolutely. John Wall's there. Yep. Kyrgios was there. The owners, you know, it's all in Southeast. This is
biggest
our
crowd,
year.
This biggest is, crowd they've ever crowd. Had, 10,175.
This is the year we're going to go, blah, blah. And Melbourne, minus the players, no Travers, no Clark.
Dellavedova,
right? You take those three.
40 on one leg, only plays 9 minutes.
Right, and JLA was great for 23 points. Obviously, Chris 26. Had 27, or 26, 27. Sorry. Chris had, like 27. Unbelievable for these guys. And my Rosen Rattler goes out to Dean Vickerman for preparing this team to be able to face against a very, very hot Southeast Melbourne team. But what an outstanding, and can I say that was just one over Bryce Cotton. Like it was, do I go Bryce or do I go Melbourne? Melbourne got the tick. Bryce Cotton was great for Perth. He needed that game and he was brilliant. But we'll come back to that separately.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll look forward to coming to that. Do you want me to do a Nodge Nasty now?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
All right. Well, my Nodge Nasty is just a curiosity because on the weekend in the commentary, many commentators, I think, is it Joel Peterson?
Yeah, Joel. Yeah, I know Joel.
Right. Okay, Joel was one of them. Yep. Liam Santa Maria was another. And in the WNBL games I watched, it got said several times, these two words, early doors. Now, I'm not sure what it means, but it's early doors. What does that
early
mean?
Doors.
I don't know what that
means.
I don't
know. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Well, you're a commentator, so you don't know.
All I can say, it was great.
Yeah, I know. That was your saying of the weekend.
That was my saying, because everyone's great. Yeah. All right, let's move on. Round seven.
Quickly run through the results.
Yes, then... I do. Let's go round seven.
Round two, ladies first. What kind of ill-mannered peasant are you? Ladies first, WNBL.
As I was saying, why don't we go to the ladies first, and we'll start with round two. My goodness. Can I say I got to watch my first full game? Yep. I got out there early to Kudos Bank Arena, and I watched Melbourne Boomers versus the Flames. I'll come back to that. Boomers are my favourite team. But let's start at the beginning of the week, all right? Capitals destroyed by Southside.
Yeah, to be expected. That's a very talented Southside team. They lost their first game to the Boomers, had to bounce back, and, you know, they did. But you expected that, and nothing about that was a surprise.
Did you feel the Flames beating Bendigo was a surprise?
No. I thought Bendigo would be competitive, which they were. It was a 6-point game. Mm-hmm. And I also felt that Bendigo, if they had Kelsey Griffin playing, and I believe she's making her first appearance in this round, which will be against Melbourne Boomers. Mm-hmm. If they'd have had her, that might have been a little bit different, that result. So, nothing surprising there, though.
No, but what about the South Side backing up against Townsville on the road and getting that win? That was a ripper game.
That was a big win, and that ended a 17-game winning streak by Townsville going back into last year.
Grand final, of course.
So that was a hell of a victory. And let's segue now just from there to my Nodge Nasty, because I've got a Nodge Nasty for the WNBL, and that is the coverage by...
So you just want to rip into the commentators. You still already got it on the brain.
Nine now. This is a game that's going to the wire. Nadia Potts is fouled. It's 74 apiece. Going to the foul line. 9 seconds to go. Cut. Finish. Ta-da. What happened?
Can I just say, people, I do have – we're on video here. It's very hard to look at body, right? But his arms are flapping in the air like he's trying – like he's bringing in a jumbo 747 into Sydney Airport.
Okay. It's good that this is just audio. Yeah. But, I mean, honestly, that was what kind of coverage is that? This is the second – I mean, this is not the first time there have been problems with this coverage. And if you want the WNBL to be considered as great a league as it is, because it is a great league, then you can't have that kind of stuff. You can't have people missing the key moment in the game. Just for the benefit of those who don't know, which would be no one that's listening. But anyway – Potch hits a free throw, 75-74, misses the second. Whitcomb gets a rebound, 1 of 11, which is a pretty good effort from Sammy. Whips it down the floor. Zatina Kuso has an open shot on the baseline, jump shot, tough shot, but she misses it, and Southside wins. Yeah.
Ba-bow. Done.
And Nadia Potch has 8 of her 10 points in the last 3 minutes. She really took over
the
game.
All right, next game. Move on. Perth beating Adelaide.
Yeah, that was actually a better game than you might have thought in terms of standard. It was a really high-quality game. It's a beautiful block shot by Izzy Borlase during the course of play and just some lovely moments in that game. Perth, 26-13 final quarter, sort of basically ran over the top of them.
Yeah. Well, then we come to Sunday, and as I said, I got to watch that game and I really enjoyed it. The Boomers, they just looked great, mate. I really enjoyed that game. Melbourne obviously beating Sydney, and I expected probably a little bit more for Sydney. They just looked a little bit rusty, to be honest with you. And they, I thought Loz Nicholson was great for them. She just kept going 100 miles an hour. But wow.
This is her level, mate. I think she is an extremely good WNBL player. Okay. I know a lot of people sort of pump her tires as an Opal. I don't see that. That next step into international basketball is a huge one. She's a great WNBL player. But yeah, I was very impressed with the way the Boomers carried themselves. I mean, it opened with Sydney scoring. You're in the Kudos Bank Arena, you know the crowd's going to build up. They jump out 16-9. Melbourne never really looked loose focus, or a bit like Tasmania Jack Jumpers.
And I'm telling you,
we just go about it.
They're going to be hard to beat. Like, I'll stay on Sydney for a second. I thought Loz was good. Kira Rowe played hard. Diddy Richards was good. Yep. Kayla George played well. Foul trouble affected her. That's what really hurt her. And when she went off. But I'll tell you what, they threw everything at Melbourne. And every time they came back, Melbourne had an answer. And Jordan Canada, oh, my God, I love her. She is unbelievable. What a pickup, Keely Froling, too. Yes. Love that. She was, you know, 19 points, 6 rebounds. She was great. But what about your girl, eh, Sarah?
She's 19 Blitz
points. 19 points. She was fantastic. 18 shots, mind you. She got them up. Yeah. So, but she was fantastic. And just a little side note, when I did see her afterwards, she came up and gave me such a hug. It was so nice. God, I love that girl. She's such a sweetheart.
Again, she's quite tall. So, again, you were sticking your nose in the people's business. Cut
she
it
did
out.
Say, she did say, I don't know how you put up with Uncle Body or something.
Yeah, okay. I'll remember that.
But Christmas I'm going to stay coming, on that. Sarah. I'm going to say on that, and I'm going to go to my Rosen Rattler for the WNBL, and it is the Boomers. They are my favourite team in the WNBL. I love the way it. And you know why I say that? They're happy, buddy. I'm watching that team. Yep. They're smiling. They're giving each other five. They are extremely well coached, and we know that, right, with Chris Lucas and Christy Harrower. And they came up and said hello yesterday as well and everything. Yep. And that team is on they're the ones. They're really enjoying each other's company. They're obviously extremely well coached. They're my Rosen Rattler for the WNBL.
Just a quick word too. They're 3-0 and they have not been at home yet. Those are all road wins.
Yeah.
And they've still got Christy Wallace to come in next month.
Yep.
And also Amy Rocci is still in concussion protocols. I think she finds out this week. So they've still got two very good players to come back.
All right, staying on this then, give me winners, okay? Sydney at home versus Capitals this week.
Oh, Sydney by a lot.
Yep, agreed. Perth at home versus Bendigo.
Perth.
Yeah, not a lot, but I agree. Perth. Adelaide versus Southside. I can't see anything.
No, Southside wins.
Townsville at home versus Capitals. Townsville, we know that. Yep. And then Melbourne versus Bendigo.
Melbourne. I think Melbourne, I think that's actually a reasonably easy round to predict, which means we're going to get one wrong because there's always one from left field.
I don't think I will, but you might. Okay, fair
enough. We went for the same one.
Well, then I'm not going to be wrong. You're going to be wrong. If it wins, I'm fine. But if it's wrong, I'll just say, well, you said that, not me.
Okay. The Perth-Bendigo one might be Griffin's playing, that might be the one.
They can change it up a little bit.
Yep.
All right. Let's go over to the NBL.
Yep.
We shall. Okay. Some interesting games, some teams that are struggling. I'm not sure how they're going to get this, but Illawarra and Adelaide are looking worse and worse, mate. I don't know what they're going to do.
And you know what? The personnel, okay, just the people that they have in their group are not terrible. These are not terrible teams. Mm. Okay. You can look at Adelaide and say it's a bit unbalanced guards, et cetera, whatever. But there's a bunch of talented players there. Mm-hmm. Now that is a group that you can harness and corral and do something with. And I feel exactly the same about Illawarra. So therefore, the buck has to stop at the coaches, and that's Jacob Jackson and CJ Bruton.
Well, let's go through some games like Perth beating New Zealand. New Zealand scoring 76 points. That was awful on the back of a 34-17 first quarter, and I think New Zealand were lucky to have 17.
It was 28-8 early in the quarter.
I mean,
can we just address that? Because in the past couple of weeks, the New Zealand team has pulled out this particular zone, turned a 26-point deficit against Southeast Melbourne into a real game, got them back to within
Sydney,
two.
They did it really well. Yeah.
So as a tactic, it's been very, very effective for them. But they started in that against Perth.
Yeah.
Now that I thought that was a huge mistake because Perth's man-to-man offense has done nothing for Bryce Cotton in the opening few weeks. And we've all been saying, oh, he's at 29% shooting, which is all-time low. He's struggling. He's got to run around like a madman to try and get a shot or create his own shot off the dribble. He gets no help. He gets buffered. So starting man-to-man, he's feeling good about himself. He's coming off a 24-point round where they look really good. He's feeling good about himself.
Yeah.
Don't play a zone where your players are confused. Yeah. They're confused in their roles because, you know yourself, you've taught enough zones. You cannot guard the person with the ball. Mm. And then when they pass it to someone, you then go and guard them.
Well, here's the problem. We did a really good zone, and I'm going back years ago when I was with Gorge, and I've used that since. It's like it's like a matchup zone. And the number one rule, never chase the ball.
Yeah. Wait. Did you coach with Gorge? When did that
happen? Did you not know that? Yeah,
you mentioned that.
Yeah. It was
first
great
time
times. It was great times. It was, but yes, you never chase the ball.
No.
When I'm teaching kids to play, it's always never chase the ball. You can't beat the ball in the air, right?
Yeah.
So
Parker Jackson Cartwright, I saw him do it a bunch of times, and sometimes they ended up with two players on the receiver. Then he just passed it back to the open player. Now, if you're going to get, if you're going to start off with Christian Doolittle hitting a couple of threes because he's wide open, and then Bryce starts to hit, you know, you're making life easy for Bryce Cotton. You can't make life easy for him because he'll kill you.
Yeah.
And he killed him. He absolutely killed him.
Give you an example, they hit 12 threes. Right, in that game, and a lot of them were on against the zone. When they lost to Brisbane 2 weeks ago, they hit four.
There you go.
Another 8-3. There's 21 points. Right. So
your math is so good. You run your own business, don't you? 8-3s is 21 points. Is that what you reckon? I've got some land I want to sell you as well. It's a 24. Huge property.
Oh man, I can't beat anything with this guy today.
Have you had a coffee today? Because you know. Doesn't seem like you have. All right. So anyway, I thought New Zealand were the masters of their own fate, unfortunately, because I actually expected them to stop Perth in their tracks right there.
Yeah, I expected. Well, what was interesting this round is no team played twice, so you didn't get the option to, you know, back up or anything. So we'll go through the games. Cairns versus Illawarra. I mean, Illawarra scored 71 points. They're a train wreck. I don't even really know what to say, body, with them. I was surprised the way.
Say this. Cairns was down Patrick Miller and Bobby Clinton.
Yeah. I got to be honest. I look at them and I say Daniel Greeter played just under 6 minutes.
That's
AJ Johnson 4 minutes. Lockie Ulbricht 4 minutes. And I'm just thinking to myself, I just don't know if your bigs. Guys are getting done, not the tall guys. I mean, the big guys, you know, like Tyler Harvey had 12 points from 17 shots. You know, Robinson had 10 points from 12 shots. So, you know, between them, 9 of 29. I don't know. Look, and they shot 6 of 29 from the 3-point line as a team.
Yep. I mean, Greeter, this is a guy that'll bleed for this club.
Yeah.
Why is he playing? You know, I don't know. I don't think they've got it right. Look, I know Brian Gorgian spoke very, very highly of Jacob.
Oh, look, I know Jacob. Assistant. He's a good coach, mate. Yeah. He is a good coach. He knows his stuff. There's no question. So that's why I'm not here saying Jacob's got to go. What I'm saying is something's got to change.
Well,
right?
See, and I don't know. We don't want any of these coaches to go. We want them to be good.
No, yeah.
You know, we don't want John really to be floundering around and getting stuck in the referees and acting like a bit of a knucklehead. We want him to be a really successful coach. We've had him on the program. We know he knows his basketball. We know CJ Bruton knows his basketball. Guy won 6 championships as a player.
Yeah, good call.
He's worked with some of the best. He's worked with Joey Wright and Andre Lamanas guys.
Like staying on Illawarra. They shot 78 shots, buddy, compared to Cairns, 63.
Yeah.
Now, my maths is bloody good, and that's 15 more shots, mate, all right? So bugger off, right?
I wonder why you pulled that calculator out a minute ago. What's it doing? See, it really is good that people can't see what we see.
Oh, here. I know.
Folks, he really did have
But I'm telling you, it's 15. No, I had the stats in front of me, and it tells me. But I'm telling you, like, that's 15 extra shots. Yeah. And they still lose by 10.
Yeah.
And you look at the three teams we're talking
about. Bad shots.
You look at the teams that we're talking about, New Zealand, Illawarra and Adelaide, three teams that haven't been performing this well. New Zealand, 76 points. Illawarra, 71 points. Adelaide, 72 points.
Yeah, look, at one stage there was nobody. It was late in the game and no one in Adelaide was even in double figures because they – look –
Sorry,
again,
we're talking about Adelaide at home versus Tassie 1 by 10. Keep going.
Yes. Okay, so like 9 players from Adelaide are in the game inside the first 8 minutes, and they've got 6 turnovers for the quarter. You think that's a coincidence? I don't think that's a coincidence. You know, you've got to let people settle in a little bit. And like they've got 10 turnovers in the first half. First play of the second half, they turn it over. It's like, come on, are you serious here?
Finish with 15 for the game compared to the Jack Jumpers 9. That's 6 difference, by the way, in case you wanted to know, buddy. But
that calculator is working overtime. I can see smoke coming off it.
Yeah, well, my batteries, I just had to chase the batteries. It wasn't working earlier. 8 times 3 is not 21, damn bloody thing.
And I think that, again, as we said, we don't want – neither of us want these guys to fail. You know, when we had Marty Clark in Adelaide, we thought we, you know, his, Phil Smythe, when they first appeared, you want them to succeed. You want good young Australian coaches to take the game further. 100%. But I'm just not seeing it from these guys. It's almost like they're career assistants.
And, all right, and let's move on to some good games. Yeah, I'm over these blue guys. Yeah. All right. The Melbourne United Southeast, I've got to be honest with you, we're recording this on a Monday. It was only yesterday. I was at the Kings Bullets game. We get the feed and I can watch it, but I don't see commentary. I don't hear it. No. I don't really watch the game.
You're preparing
We do we do rehearsals and all of that stuff and everything. So it looked like a pretty good game, though, wasn't it? The rehearsals didn't help me. Could you see how bad it was?
No,
I was great.
G-R-A-T-E,
Exactly.
Look, it was a quality game, but
yeah, it was.
You were always expecting, well, I was anyway, that at some point Southeast Melbourne overwhelms them. I mean, they had Daniel Johnson playing, for example. You know, he looked good in there. He looked like he belonged on an NBL court. It was an embarrassment that he isn't or hasn't been this long. Yeah. But those Melbourne guys, they just, you know, you spoke of who was out. Travis, he's a starter.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hapkoti,
he's been starting. Delavadova is a starter. Ian Clark
would start on every damn team in the league. Right. That's his,
Basically, you're left with Chris Goulding, Joe Lualatul, and Shea Ely, who are sort of
just so everyone knows, Hapkoti played 9 minutes. Right, yeah. Just so we know. You're taking him out. He was on one leg. Right.
He's on one leg. Yeah. And so you've got basically three guys that are established at this level to be able to compete with Southeast Melbourne. But, oh, hang on a second. We've got Tanner Krebs and we've got Flynn Cameron. Just these
How good was Flynn Cameron? 14
fantastic.
Points.
Yeah. Fantastic. And you just got guys that are stepping up and saying, no, we're not ready.
Did you think the difference, because I noticed that was the big source, Alan Williams getting the foul trouble, was that because he only played 24 minutes. Did that make difference?
Yes. But, you know, he's fallen into foul trouble a few times before. I think he might have some bad habits.
Can't help myself. Bad habits. We did not rehearse that. We did not rehearse that, but it was very good, yeah.
Well, you know, it's often that he's in that situation. Same with Aaron Baines. They're often in that situation.
Can I say, as a guy who used to come off the bench, it sounds awful, but I loved it when guys were out. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, because you
gave you the opportunity, and that's what I saw in Flynn Cameron. I remember one time I went to Townsville, and I flew up there, and, you know, we had I think Shane Hill was out, and I think Melvin Thomas wasn't playing, and we had a few guys out, and Matty Nielsen did play, and Matty had 40, and I had 22 or 24 or something like that, and hit 5 threes and everything, and it was just awesome because you just got to play, and you knew I'm not coming out.
Yep.
You had no one else to put on, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And it was a great, that feeling. And then the week after that, you just feel $1 million. He would be feeling so good today, man. I love it. I love it.
Yep. And that's the situation with Melbourne United. Those guys were just not prepared to say, oh, okay, we've got a stack of excuses. We can just phone this one in.
Like, no.
Let's check our heart. And the same with Cairns. Like, there were some kids with Cairns that had an opportunity against Illawarra. Yeah. You know, Latmayan did you know, Gack, these guys come off the bench and they
performed. Gack been? I mean, Bull Cole is without a doubt their MVP, right?
Yeah.
He is just tearing it up, you know, 19 points or whatever he had. But, you know, Gack has been great. I'm like, Sam Wardenberg, by the way, big fan. I know we talk about him a lot. So, I love him. I love him. All right, well, let's move on. Do you want to talk about Kings Bullets? Have we said enough with them?
I think we have, because the Bullets show to me that they are a step off. They're close, but they're a step off.
You know, the best way to say that, they're at 36 minutes, not 40 yet.
Yeah. And you've got Melbourne, Sydney.
Yep.
Tasmania.
Yep.
And then there's the break, I think, to Southeast Melbourne, to Brisbane. Maybe, I don't know, Cairns. We'll have to see Cairns when they're at full strength. But, you know, you got three that are really separating themselves a little bit from the rest of the pack. And I thought Brisbane was ready to make that move into that top four, but it's still on.
Can I give a little bit of a shakedown to Smith Milne? A little bit of a shout out, mate. Did you see him crack Will Magnay?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And I got to be honest, that's old school, right? You're going to come in here, just bang. He dropped that shot.
Yeah, there's a difference between bumping the bumping the cutter and decking the cutter.
Yeah, I didn't have a problem with it. That was just like, welcome back to the NBL. I had no issue with it. Right. Body, talk to me. Do you want to talk about the next round quickly?
Yeah.
Give me winners. Okay, quick. Tassie at home against New Zealand.
Tassie.
Yep, agreed. Perth at home against Cairns.
Geez, if Cairns get a couple back, if Cairns have got Clintman and Miller back, I'm taking Cairns.
Going for Perth because I think Bryce is coming good. Adelaide at home against Phoenix. Phoenix, I'm not. Yeah, that's come on. Yeah, Cairns at home versus Tassie. That'll be a ripper game.
That will be a good game. Cairns. They're coming back from Perth.
Both teams playing on Thursday night, and then backing up on Saturday. So coming home, it's across the ditch.
A Friday
from Perth.
Friday.
Yeah.
Interesting. Cairns has
game.
Its full.
I know what I'm going to say. It needs the first game. I need to see what they're playing like. But I'm going for Cairns at home, but I know what you're saying. They need their full deck.
Yeah. I'm thinking Tasmania.
Brisbane at home versus Perth.
Well, they got him in Perth. I don't see any reason why they can't get him here. But again, we're talking about injured players. Is Tyrrell Harrison playing?
Yeah, well, that was a calf injury yesterday, so I don't know.
Yeah. See, if he's not playing, that changes their dynamic because
he's been great. Great. He's been really good for them. Oh, man, look at this Sunday afternoon game. Huge one. New Zealand versus Illawarra.
I think Vaughan. Maybe he's going to win that game. He's going to stick his head in the screen more than anybody else.
Oh, and now, without a doubt, the game of the round, Melbourne at home versus Kings. That's Sunday.
Wow.
Sunday, John Cain Arena. That's going to be an absolute cracker.
And for the umpteenth time, as we talk about this round eight, it's contingent on who's there.
Yeah.
Because Southeast Melbourne were vulnerable and paid the price, but Sydney won't be. Sydney's legit. So I want to see the Melbourne lineup. I'd like to see a few of those young men back in.
I mean, it does, like, but it doesn't. Because how good was JAL? You know, I know what you're saying. Jesus.
Your math is not very good, and your it's JLA.
What did I say?
JAL. That's the Japanese Airlines.
Well, they're good too.
They are good. They're very good. They serve sushi on the international flights. Very nice.
Well, then why are you having a go at me? I said, how good are they?
Because you were talking about Joe Llewellyn Achul.
JLA. What are you talking about?
Joe Achul Llewellyn.
Yeah. Sarah was right about you. You're a grumpy person.
All right. Good. Let's do the quick WNBL round. Have we done that already?
We've done it, mate. Come on, ladies first.
All right. Okay.
Remember you had a go at me earlier?
Yeah, player of the round. Do you have a player of the round?
Oh, buddy, you go first. Go on.
I've got one for the men, Chris Goulding. When he hit that shot, that was it. Heartbreaker. Great to see him back in form. 6 3-pointers, 27 points. Stepped up.
Nah, Jordan Bryce Canada for me. Bryce Cotton for me.
Yeah,
oh, excellent. Jordan Canada definitely for
Jordan the Canada for the Boomers. 20 points on 8 of 11 shooting, 13 assists. Just controlled that game. Took Melbourne Boomers across the line.
Yeah, I can't go against that one. Sydney. I'm going for Jordan.
Even though they had very, very good, they had three players with 19 points, another one with 8. They had a really good contribution, but she was the leader of that. Yep. Okay, that's me. I'm done. Jeez.
Everyone, thank you so much for listening. Do you reckon everyone's smiling as they're hearing this now in their car driving home, or are they shaking their head, these two are lunatics? Which one do you think they're doing?
It's definitely the one or the other, but I'm
the
really, really concerned it could be the second one. Yeah. All right.
Oh, we're having fun, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us. Check us out in our socials, and we will see you next week. Buddy, I've got to tell you, after the Boomers Flames game, we're walking and I'm going back towards the change room, and there's Sarah, right? And I say, I go up to Sarah and I go, hey Sarah, it's Brad. And she looked at me, who the hell is this short guy, right, in a suit?
Can't be right.
Who is this bloody guy? And then she realized, I'm Uncle Botty's Brad. Oh my god, she big cuddle and everything. It was so cool.
Yeah, she would have been cautious early because you got to watch the stalkers.
I resemble that remark.